Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. All right, I've got a special treat for you guys over the next two episodes. So the New Year started, and New Year's Day, I was sitting, we had my family up at the penthouse, and we're hanging out and just relaxing, and I relaxed for about 30 seconds. Then my brain starts thinking, like, okay, what's the next, what's the plans for this year? What are we going to do? And I started thinking, and we know that this was the end of the decade, the new decade's starting, and just started thinking about, over the last 10 years, like, what are the biggest takeaways, what are the biggest ahas, and things like that, that I've had in my business. And then all of a sudden this idea hit me. I said, look, I know the things that, the big ahas I've had, and I've been, I talk about them in the podcast all the time, but I was like, I've got this amazing inner circle group of entrepreneurs who have been working with me for the last 5 or 6 years. Each one paid, the beginning was $25,000 a year. Towards the end, it was $50,000 a year to be part of the program. And we had 100 entrepreneurs in it. And I was like, these guys have been around me for a long time. They've been in the trenches. They've been doing this in their businesses. I thought, how much fun would it be to hear what their biggest marketing secret was, their biggest takeaway that they got themselves over the last decade in their businesses. And so I have a Voxer group that has all my inner circle members. And I Voxed them. I said, hey, I'm just curious, like, what's your number one takeaway? Like, what the biggest marketing secret that you've gotten over the last decade in your business that's helped the most? If you guys could Vox me back the responses to that, that'd be awesome. And from that, I got, I think, almost 20 people sent back responses. And they were amazing. And so I thought, how much fun to do is just turn that into two episodes. So we've got two episodes for you guys. They're going to be revealing the top marketing secrets from my inner circle members. And each one's got a different thing. I told them to try to keep them under 3 minutes. Some people had a lot of brevity and did it in less than a minute. Others struggled and got it in, 3 to 4 minutes. But each one had a unique idea, a unique piece of gold for you. And so I'm really excited for these next two episodes. And it's interesting as you listen to them, I've been teaching this stuff for the last decade and a half, and there's tons of things we teach and that we talk about and that we brainstorm about and we mastermind about. And it's interesting looking at each person, even though all of them had built huge 7- and 8-figure businesses, each of them had a different thing that was the big marketing secret, the thing that knocked down the big domino for them. And I thought it was fascinating. And you'll see some themes amongst some of the inner circle members. Other people, they're completely different things. But as a whole, it was fascinating just to see what each of their biggest takeaways were. So what I'm going to do is this episode, next episode, we're just going to play through those. Each one's, 3 to 5 minutes long, giving their marketing secret. Most of them followed instructions and said their name and their website URL, so they have those. Some of them didn't. So the people who didn't state their names, I'll jump in ahead of time and let you know who they are. And then we'll plug in their thing. So with that said, I'm a cute theme song. We come back. We will start with the first marketing secret from my inner circle members. So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
This is Ping Jun, and my biggest marketing secret that I learned from last decade is that every given moment in time, we are building 5 different assets. And in marketing, the first asset that we will ever build is the social asset. This is basically the stuff that will sit on social media forever. Many times people, when they don't have the clarity as to why they're creating that tactical video on YouTube, why they're doing that Facebook retargeting ad, why they're documenting what it is that they're doing, the reason for that is because they don't know that this is step number one. They're creating this social asset that can be fed into step number two, which is the digital asset. This is where you build the funnel, you build up the sales process, you build up something that will live on forever in order to sell that course, that book, that consulting. And the question you got to ask yourself is, how can you take what you're already doing in your life, the presentations, the live event, the consulting, the coaching sessions, how can you document them so that it can be turned into that digital asset that will work for you forever? So for example, the keynote that I did at Funnel Hacking Live, I did that presentation once, but I turned that into a book, into a recurring that lives on, and it's going to live on for a really long time to come. And the whole purpose of that, from number two, is to then move on to number three in order to create a proprietary asset. This is basically the infrastructure, the tribe, the community. If you think about what makes Apple, Apple, if Samsung came up with something that was three times better with more features, half the price, chances are I'm not going to shift. Why? Because I'm locked in. I'm locked in and I'm thinking about the inconvenience. I'm thinking about the iTunes. I'm thinking about all of my files backed up in the cloud. Same thing for ClickFunnels. Even if there were like 200 different competitors, even if somebody came up better features or lower pricing, I'm not going to switch. Why? Because of the tribe, because of the community, because of the goodwill, Russell, you have given to me in the last decade. That's what locks people in. And it's something I'm thinking about all the time. And that brings us to number four. Number four is creating of systems asset. This is the SOPs, the Trello boards. This is why I document what I'm doing on YouTube, Instagram, the steps on social media. Why? Because I'm constantly working on removing myself from the business so that I can work on the business and not in the business. And finally, that is all pushed to number five, the capital asset. Understanding that ultimately why I'm building all these things is to build up capital. This could be office space, this could be property, things that generate positive cash flow, which then can be used back to step number one, which is to fuel social asset. And when you have this big picture as to understanding why it is that you do what it is that you do, you'll be able to have the big picture and have clarity on every what you work on every single day.
Hey, it's Andrew Argue from AccountingTax.com, and I wanted to share my biggest marketing secret that I learned in the decade. And, you know, I was kind of struggling with coming up with this because I actually learned pretty much everything I know about marketing the last decade because I'm not really a marketer. I'm an accountant by trade. But when I think about the biggest thing I learned that made the biggest difference, you know, a lot of times when people are doing marketing, you know, they're doing like something that looks good or something that feels good or and they're putting it out there and it's like a brochure maybe or even like a Facebook ad or they don't really know exactly what their return on it is. And so myself being an accountant, like when I first started doing marketing, I really had no idea what I was doing until I finally started actually calculating out like specifically what I was getting for what I was doing. So I would look, okay, what is my cost per click, right? So what was the cost per a click to somebody to come to my website? And I would know that number. And then I started like, okay, well, some of these people are coming to the landing page and then they're opting in. What percentage of those people are opting in? That's my landing page conversion rate. And so I would look at my cost per click. Let's say my cost per click was $4. And then let's say that only 10% of people were opting in. Okay, so that means my cost per lead was $40. And then I say, okay, I spent X amount of dollars on Facebook or Google or something, and I was getting leads for $40. Okay, well, then where are those leads going? They're going next stage to book an appointment. And what's my cost per appointment? Okay, only 10% of people that became a lead booked an appointment. So that means $400 was my cost per appointment. And then how many people would I close? And I think until I really put those kind of metrics, the cost per click, landing page conversion rate, cost per lead, conversion from opt-in to appointment, and the cost per sale, until I really put those metrics on it, I just never really felt confident in doing more marketing or spending more money because I just didn't really know what I was getting. And so, I mean, I learned so many things on the art and how it all works. I mean, obviously, Russell's done a tremendous job teaching me a bunch of different things about marketing, hook story offer, a ton of different things. But I really never felt comfortable to pull the trigger. And now we've probably spent $6-7 million on advertising over the last few years alone. So that's probably the biggest thing I learned in the decade. Hope that's helpful.
I'm Rachel Peterson, the founder of The Viral Touch, digital marketing agency, and Social Media United, the leading online training for social media managers. Now, I haven't been in entrepreneurship for a decade yet, but over the last decade, I definitely learned a lot about social media and attention spans. We're in a time where, technically speaking, attention spans are at an all-time low. Or at least that's what we're being told. The interesting thing that most people don't realize, sorry, you're going to hear my son in the background. Welcome to Mom and Entrepreneur Life Balance. So what I've discovered is that if you can grab someone's attention within the first 10 to 15 seconds, you have them. So many of us spend time watching TV shows or movies, you know, Netflix binging, for lack of better words. But how is it that we decide what we're going to Netflix binge? Well, the chances are it happened because of a trailer. We stop, we look at the thumbnail, we give it about 10 to 15 seconds to decide if it's worthy of more of our time. The most important thing that you can do for your business, especially in this time where people are becoming increasingly discerning about what they're going to allow their time to be spent on, is to truly know your message. Really, really, really get it. Can you make your point clear in 10 seconds? Can you explain your business in a 15-second video or conversation? For me, jumping onto TikTok was such a great lesson and truly a test of if I understood how to grab attention in 15 seconds or less. And for me, it's a daily practice reminding me how to capture attention and ultimately harness a following that says, not only did we like that 15 seconds, but we want more. We want to binge watch all of your content. So now is the time to truly understand how to capture attention. We are, after all, in the attention economy, and those who grab it in the first 10 to 15 seconds will be the ones that ultimately are binged over the next decade. That's definitely what I've learned over the last 10 years of being on social media.
Hey, what's up, Joshua and Ashley Latimer from honorandfire.com. The biggest marketing secret I've learned in the last 15 years is really easy for me, and it's relationship marketing. It's looking at your business like a marriage instead of just a wedding, which is a weird analogy, but people are super, super short-term minded with their business. And in today's climate with the internet, people want to get a 2 Comma Club Award or make $1 million as fast as possible. And desiring that is not wrong. But from a sustainability standpoint, what I've found is that when you solve real problems by providing real quality solutions and services, it's really, really hard to fail in business. But it takes a little bit longer when you play the long game. So that goes for your relationship with your employees, your relationships with your Dream 100, your relationship with your business partners. My biggest marketing secret has been to slow down, try to have massive integrity, solve real problems, and play the long game rather than just getting, you know, the ad that converts or getting that offer to do awesome in that one launch. It's really, really hard to fail when you focus on the marriage and not just the wedding. And in business, I see a lot of people really excited to launch something or to get their funnel done, and they need to spend more time on making sure that they're solving a real problem with a quality solution, whether it's a product or a service, because at the end of the day, money is a natural byproduct of solving real problems. And if you slow down and listen to Tony Robbins, Tony always says people overestimate what they can do in a year and underestimate what they can do in a decade. If you can be one of the people that realizes that, I think it will help you. And Russell, you've helped me, and hopefully that adds value to listeners of your podcast.
Hey, Russell, this is Pedro Adeo. I'm in the inner circle. Man, so many, but the one I think that I have kind of leaned into the most and has really, I think, helped me kind of really blow up our movement is just really it's going deep into the niche, going deep into your client avatar and really leaving that red ocean and finding an underserved or unmet needs, carving a niche so tight that only you can fit in. That's something that I kind of a phrase that I'm saying a lot these days. And so that's been the big thing. That's been a game changer for me. It's allowed me to find my place of uniqueness and really not feel like I'm actually competing at all with anybody because I'm really serving this really micro audience. That's been game changer. And then a tactic is challenges. I saw it was FHL last year. I saw Natasha teach on challenges, and I took the free masterclass concept I learned from you in Expert Secrets. I was doing free masterclasses and doing well with those, and then heard about pay challenges, and we've been doing pretty much a pay challenge every single month since then. And I just recently used a pay challenge to actually win a major launch for Pete Vargas. Came in first place ahead of some pretty serious guys. And so I have a great testimony around challenges I'm happy to share as well. So that's those are my two big keys, which is carve your niche, find a great market that's underserved, and then show up and deliver value and prove your worth through challenges. Take all the risk up front before you ask them to buy. Hope that helps, bro. Take care.
My name's Jamie Amos, CEO of Ideal Practices. We're the country's largest startup dental consulting firm. In other words, we help dentists open startup dental practices. The number one marketing secret for me over the last decade that I thought I understood was being able to serve a niche. So to trick myself into understanding this better over the last decade, and the way that this has made the biggest impact in myself and in my consulting company and in the industry where I serve, is to describe it as a niche of a niche of a niche. Now, here's what I mean. You probably heard me say that I help startup dentists. Well, I help dentists, I do, but only younger dentists, usually doctors who are working for someone else, and only, even in that subset, startup dentists. They can buy a practice, they can partner with a practice, but we only help startup dentists. So what does this mean for you? Well, the niche of a niche of a niche. Here are the benefits that it's helped me be able to achieve. I'm able to now speak so clearly to the people who I'm trying to serve best, so I can make the greatest impact with those specific people. But not only am I able to speak to them clearly, I'm also able to understand their pain points. And not just the pain points of dentists, not just the pain points of young dentists or associates who are working for other dentists, but just those young dentists who desire to open startup practices. This allows us to serve them really well. But one of the aha moments that I've had, that I think Russell even taught me back as when I was first an Inner Circle member, I don't know, 3 years ago or something, he told me this. I thought I understood it, and it's taken me even more time to fully understand this niche of a niche of a niche concept, and it's this. When I'm able to understand them best, when I'm able to niche down best, I also am forced to find where they are. Now, that sounds easy on the surface, but when I'm forced to find where those people are, I'm also forced to find the places that nobody else knows about, where I can have the greatest impact. And guess what? There are fewer competitors there. And I don't even mean just, in my case, startup dental consulting firms as competitors. I mean the competition of noise. I mean the competition of advertising dollars. So think of noise, whether it's a newspaper ad or a magazine ad or a Facebook ad. There's other noise for people's attention that aren't even direct competitors, but it's competition for noise. And when I find the place where those people hang out, there aren't many other people there. So I'm able to be one of the loudest voices in one of the smallest pockets in this niche of a niche of a niche. So my encouragement to you, one of the biggest aha marketing moments that I've had through Russell Brunson, through ClickFunnels, through my time as an Inner Circle member is this: find your niche, but trick yourself and remind yourself that you can be even more powerful with a niche of a niche of a niche, because you'll be able to speak to them best, serve them best, and find those pockets of opportunity where you can have the greatest impact at the lowest cost. So I hope this serves you well. My name is Jamie Amos, CEO of Ideal Practices, number one consulting firm for startup dental practices in the country. And so much of this is the direct result of ClickFunnels, of Russell Brunson's guidance, and being an Inner Circle member. Hope this is helpful to you as you grow how you impact others. Take care. Bye-bye.
So this is Jamie Crass with MIGsoap.com, and the greatest marketing discovery I've made in the last 10 years and have used in our business is them story selling. Story is transcendent, and Philip Pullman said that after nourishment, shelter, and companionship, stories are the thing that we need most in the world. And so there's also a really great story about a journalist who purchased 200 items on eBay for $129, and he wanted to do an experiment. And he turned around and sold those same items for $8,000, including story. So our fortune has been found in our follow-up with story, and then we've incorporated it into our description. So as an e-commerce company, we have been able to maximize profits by leveraging story. You know, even with like our Pounce product, it's kind of funny because I wrote like a little mini romance novel. So I'm not just talking about the product. I'm actually making this story that every woman wants to be in come alive on our website. And so we've done that with all of our products. And I've got a lot of really great ideas about story. You know, there's an art and science to it as well. So it's a great way, because there's a psychological and chemical reaction in the brain when you hear and tell stories. It connects you to your audience. And so it's a really great way to build strong relationships and strong bonds with your followers and with your tribe. So I love story selling, and got some really great examples here too. But your brain on stories is like on fire compared to just listening to, you know, features and benefits in the typical old way or traditional way of describing products.
Hey, this is Annie Grace from This Naked Mind, and my top marketing secret of the decade is probably the simplest one, but it's so incredibly effective. And it's really all about consistency. So I actually started a podcast right around the same time that people in the UK, a group that was doing basically the same thing I was doing, started a podcast. And they came out of the gate like over the top with guests. They had Gretchen Rubin, they had John Lee Dumas, they had Ryan Holiday, they had Hal Elrod, they had all of these crazy guests, and they got all these downloads and all this press around their podcast. And it was incredible. And I was like, oh my gosh, like they're just smashing it. It's amazing. And then over the year, I just kept going. My podcast was just, you know, the people who read my book, and I'd publish every Friday and every Saturday, but I never, ever missed a date. And over the year, these guys started missing a few here and there. And then they took a break, and then they came back, and then they took another break. And if you fast forward 2 years now, my podcast has 3.5 million downloads, and they're nowhere close. And so the consistency of just showing up every single week, I've now done a newsletter every single week for over 400 weeks. And the consistency of just showing up weekly and doing what you say you're going to do really pays off in the long run. It reminds me of the tortoise and the hare. And so that's my best marketing secret. It's not really a secret, but just do what you say you're going to do. If you're going to do a weekly podcast or twice weekly podcast, make it happen, make the commitment, make it work into your life. Same with the newsletter, same with your emails. Don't pop up and then drop off again, because there's no faster way to lose trust.
Hey, Russell and the Marketing Secret podcast listeners, Allison J. Prince here from AllisonJPrince.com. I went from junior high teacher to building four multi-million dollar businesses with four kids at my feet, but found my greatest success was watching my 10 and 13 year old gain confidence in themselves as they went on to sell their first six figures before they even stepped into a high school. I am the host of the Because I Can Life podcast, where I show you what it takes to set up and automate your own online store using the steps I currently use today and what I taught my girls. Why? Because I can. The marketing secret that I have been using for a decade and I still use today because it works and it will work for as long as marketing exists is teaming up with influencers to help explode your business. Yes, you can start growing your own following, but that can take years. So why not leverage what can accelerate your speed? Now, I'm not talking about the get rich quick stuff that's out there. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting your products in front of an already warm audience and not crossing your fingers and hoping that cold Facebook ads work. Imagine Taylor Swift talking about earrings she's wearing on an Instagram story with a simple swipe up for her followers to go and buy. Do you think they would sell? Yeah, no, don't stress in getting Taylor's attention. That's not what's needed. There are a ton of influencers out there who can rock the sales, and they have less than 100,000 followers. And some have even had 2,000 followers, and they have been known to move sales number mountains. So whatever you are selling, there's an influencer who is looking to team up with a business like yours. Influencers have been building an audience for years. So it becomes this three-way win. Win for you because you make sales. Win for the influencer because they make a percentage of the sales. And a win for their followers because they get your really cool, amazing product into their hands. Creating this three-way win-win has been one of my marketing secrets to building online profitable businesses. I hope that helps you crack the marketing code going into 2020. Oh, and one more thing, if you're sending all that traffic over, make sure you've got a ClickFunnels set up so that you can maximize the order cart value.
Hey, this is Ryan Lee from CashflowTactics.com and wanted to share with you the biggest marketing secret that I learned from Russell Brunson. So over the last decade, as I've been in the inner circle and studying the art and science of marketing, one of the biggest things, one of the biggest epiphanies that I've had is building a business around a future-based cause. You know, Russell taught us for years, all of the presidents, maybe forever, the ones that won ran on a future-based cause instead of, you know, an improvement offer. And for too long inside of our business, we were focused on features and improvement offers. But as soon as we took everything down and focused on the outcome that are product, that are service created for our clients, that's when things took off for us. So having a future-based cause, and the easiest way to implement that for us was really diving deep and figuring out the core desire of our ideal avatar, our ideal client. Once we understood their pain points and their desired outcome, we could focus our message on speaking to both that pain and then the future-based outcome for our clients. So for us at Cashflow Tactics, we built our business around empowering people with money to become financially free in 10 years or less. And our tagline that's really driven massive amounts of business has been rise up, live free. So something very simple, but it speaks to our ideal avatar in the sense that they want control. It's a future-based cause to rise up, do things differently of where they're at today so that they can live free. And all of our marketing is based around that, both from the possibility as well as speaking to the pain. So good luck in 2020. Future-based cause is where the gold is at.
All right. Hey there, everyone on Marketing Secrets Podcast. I'm Stacey Martino. My husband, Paul, and I are the founders of RelationshipDevelopment.org. And I'm happy to come in and share one of our biggest marketing secret strategies that we've learned in the last few years. And that comes down to something that Russell shared with us, probably the first or second time that we ever met him within Inner Circle. Like many of you, Paul and I were stuck in that place of, look, we have this amazing solution. We know we want to make as many people know about this as possible, right? Everyone deserves to know about the solution that we have. Ours is for relationship. Yours is for whatever it is that you do. And I'm sure you've had that feeling, right? At one point or another, I want everybody to know about this. This is so good. And so Russell said, of course, to us, hey, you got to do a podcast, right? And because people love to listen to podcasts, hence we're all listening to Marketing Secrets Podcast. And what I did in that moment was, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Let me put that on my list. I don't have time to implement that right now. And I want you to learn from my mistake and catch yourself, because we all do this, right? Oh my gosh, that's such a great idea. I don't have the bandwidth for that. Oh my gosh, that's such a great idea. I don't have time for that. You have to catch yourself, because one of the biggest strategies you could ever take away from this is you won't get results from something you don't implement. We have to implement. It doesn't matter how many great strategies or ideas we have to actually take action and get it done. So fast forward some time, we actually did make the Relationship Transformers podcast last year. It's been catching like fire. It's everywhere. It's spreading. It's doing everything we wanted it to do and more. And there's two podcast strategies that have worked for our podcast that I really want to share with you. One, Steve Larson taught to us, which is to take your Three Secrets webinar and turn it on its side in the first 4 or 5 episodes of your podcast is you doing like 20 or 30 minute chunks of your Three Secrets webinar to take them through your pillar content, like who you are, what you're about, why is this different, what are the three secrets. And so we did that, and it has been amazing. And then at the end of every single podcast, we share 3 action items, like what can you do now to get great results now? And a call to action, right? These are 3 things you can do to start getting results today. And your next step is join our 14-day boost program for your relationship. Like whatever the first step is on your value ladder to help them take action, right? Because not only do you not get results from things you don't implement, but the people who are listening to you won't get results from things if they don't implement. And yes, the podcast is amazing and we want to educate and we want to inform, but if we don't help them take that first step and take action, we're not really serving them. So those are my strategies. I hope you implement them and make this an amazing year.
All right. The next person who sent a message was Bart Miller. And Bart is a man of many talents. He's the guy who dresses me for Funnel Hacking Live. But on top of that, he runs a huge e-commerce brand. He runs info product brands and a whole bunch of other amazing things. And so with that said, here's Bart's biggest marketing secret from the last decade.
Number one marketing strategy for us this year has been using a warranty card that goes into every Amazon box that we send into Amazon, and having people come back and fill that out and getting their email and capturing their stuff and then putting on that thank you page for filling that out a order bump for products that they can sell right then and there after they, I don't know if it's a bump or if it's a actual sell, but we just take them right to it. Conversions are happening on 2 different things. One, they're obviously coming onto an email list off of Amazon, so we're capturing them, which is awesome. So we're building a really cool campaign list. And the second is that we're actually selling them something else. and the take rate on that right now is about 35% are taking the next offer, which is a continuity program in the cooking space. So anyway, really cool, but that's worked really well for us this year and converted really well for us.
His next one is from Julie Stoyan. Julie is no stranger in the Funnel Hacker or Marketing Secrets community. She was a key player here at ClickFunnels for a long time, and I think you're going to love the marketing secret that she shared next.
Hey, so I'm going to answer this for you. I think probably the thing that I learned the most, or that stuck out to me the most over the last decade, is I've learned all the mechanics of marketing, and I've learned, you know, the different like fields, offer, creation, copy, design, but the art of the hook is really something that I learned a ton from you, Russell, and all the stuff you teach, and this idea of pattern interrupt. And no matter how great you are, how great your offer is, if you cannot get people to pay attention and get curious, you're not going to get people into your funnel. So over the past couple of years, especially, I've started to see, now that I see it, I can instantly recognize when someone is marketing without a hook, without a reason or a story or a pattern interrupt. And I looked back over a lot of my writing and all the emails and the sales pages that were the best, I realized had this really curious hook or this, you know, crazy story attached to it. And so even though I had been doing it unknowingly, once I figured out that that was the key, I started infusing it into everything, into my emails, my sales pages, my ads, even my social media posts. And it has made just a tremendous difference.
Hey, this is Russell again. And really quick, I want to thank you so much for listening to the Marketing Secrets podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, can you imagine what it would be like to experience this for 4 days with 5,000 other insane funnel hackers, people who are just like you, who think like you, who believe like you, who have vision like you? If you would like to do that, then you need to be at this year's Funnel Hacking Live. It's coming up very, very soon. If you don't have your tickets yet, you can go to funnelhackinglive.com, and it gives you the ability to leave your home, leave where you're trying to create and dream, and come to a place with a whole bunch of people who think like you, who believe like you, who see visions like you of what they can create and what they can become. Funnel Hacking Live is not just a marketing event. It's not just a personal development event. It's both of those things wrapped into one, and it is an experience that will change your life forever. So I want to make sure you get your tickets. If you don't have them yet, go to funnelhackinglive.com. Get your tickets. We have sold out 5 years in a row. We will sell it this year as well. And after you get tickets, you will be there with 5,000 other insane, crazy, fun funnel hackers talking about how to grow their business, sharing all the best marketing secrets, things that are working today. You got to go get your tickets now at funnelhackinglive.com. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in Nashville.